all the blessings in life you bestow upon us, Lord. We ask that, Lord God, that we lift up our hearts to you, to give us wisdom, to lead our community, dear Lord, that you would see fit for us, dear Lord, all according to your will, Father. And as we lead our community, dear Lord, we pray, dear Lord God, that we would do your best with it, Father. And Lord, as the new council comes aboard, dear Lord, your blessings be upon them, dear Lord, and may they lift up their hearts to you for heavenly wisdom also, Father. We thank you for tonight's crowd, dear Lord, and we pray, dear Lord God, that the community would realize, dear Lord, that we're here working for them. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Moving on to item B, confirmation of agenda. We're going to move item F, recess, or the end of the meeting, instead of being item F will be after item. Okay, any other opinions? Okay, need a motion to approve?
I second.
Okay, motion been made, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None, motion carries. Moving on to item C, public forum. Members of the public wishing to address the City Council on an item that is not on the agenda may do so now. No action will be taken by the City Council this evening, but items presented may be referred to the City Manager for follow-up and report. In order to allow time for all comments, each individual is limited to 3 minutes. When addressing the Council, you are requested to come forward to speak to the microphone, say your name and address, and then proceed with comments. Anybody in the public have any comments? Not on the agenda. Okay, be done. I'll go ahead and close the comment. There is one. Okay.
Good evening, Council. I'm Lauren Villarreal. Just a quick announcement. Tomorrow we have a great schedule. It might change, and we'll let you know hopefully by 12 o'clock if the weather changes. But we do have a parade scheduled for 6 o'clock downtown. But if the weather changes, we will be rescheduling it into Monday. So if you have your work on your floats or maybe your floats or want to participate in the parade, it'll either be tomorrow or Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anybody else? Anybody else in the public? Okay, being none, I'll go ahead and close the public comment. Moving on to item D, consent calendar, item 1, city warrants 036264 through 036593 and number 2, city council minutes of October 22nd, 2014. Council, any comments, questions, concerns on these two consent calendar items? Okay, I'll move from the dais out to public. Anybody in the public have any comments, questions, concerns on these two items on the consent calendar? Okay, being none, I'll ask council for a motion.
I'd like to make a motion. Go ahead and approve the consent calendar.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. Moving on to item E, administration. City clerk, subject. Consideration and discussion regarding the certification of Fresno County clerk election results of the canvass of the November 4, 2014 consolidated general election and recognition of outgoing council members, installation of newly elected council members, and selection of mayor pro tem.
Yes, Mayor and Council, the background is a consolidated general municipal election was duly called and held in the City of Orange Cove on November 4th, 2014. The certification of the Fresno County elections results of the canvas of the November 4th, 2014 consolidated general election in recognition of outgoing council members and installation of new elected council members will take place tonight. Resolution 2014-49, declaring the results of the November 4th, 2014 election as required by law. Whereas a consolidated general municipal election was duly called and held in the city on November 4th, 2014. And whereas under section 10263 of the election code, upon the completion of the canvas and the prior to the installation of the officers, the city council is required to adopt a resolution reciting the fact that the election was held and declaring the results of the election. And whereas, as required by section 10263, the city desires to declare the results of the November 4th, 2014 municipal election. Now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Orange Cove as follows. Section 1. A general municipal election was duly called and regularly held at the November 4th, 2014 and was conducted in accordance with all applicable laws. Notice of the election was given in time, form, and manner provided by law. That voting precincts were properly established, election officers were appointed, and that in all respect, the election was held and conducted, and the votes were cast, received, and canvassed, and the returns made, and said declared in time, form, and manner as required by the provisions of the Election Code of the State of California for holding of elections in the general law city. Section 2. The Fresno County Clerk Register of Voters canvassed the returns of the November 4th, 2014 election, and the elections official has certified the results to the City Council. A copy of the certified results is attached as Attachment A and incorporated herein by reference as if fully set forth. Section 3. The whole number of votes, ballots, cast in the precinct, except absent voter ballots and provisional ballots, was 390. The whole number of vote by mail and voter ballots cast in the city was 822, making a total of 1,212 ballots cast in the city. Section 4. The following persons appeared on the ballot for the full term mayor and received their respective votes, as noted. Victor P. Lopez, 569 votes. Glenda Hill, 474 votes. Gabriel Jimenez, 158 votes. Section 5. The following persons appeared on the ballot for the full term city council and received their respective votes as noted. Gilbert Garcia, 478 votes. Minerva Pineda, 451 votes. Josie Cervantes, 443 votes. Irene Alvarado, 429 votes. Bertha Del Bosque, 224 votes. And Ralph Pardo, 173 votes. Section 6. The following measure was voted upon the city's voters. Orange Cove Police and Fire Special Tax, Measure O. Shall City of the Orange Cove establish a special tax for police and fire with an annual $95 parcel tax for single family homes and specified amounts for multifamily, commercial, agriculture, and industrial parcels to improve public safety, response time and training, maintain number of on-duty police officers, fight crime, drugs, and gangs, and provide firefighting equipment with revenues used for the police and fire and subject to citizen oversight committee. Section 7. The total number of votes for and against Measure O was as follows. 794 votes yes and no votes 381. Section 8. The number of votes given at each precinct, the number of votes for and against the measure, and for each of the individuals named above their respective office are listed in Exhibit A, attached hereto, incorporated by reference. Section 9, the City Council does declare and determine that A, more than two-thirds of all the votes cast in the election on measure were in favor of the measure and the measure passed. B, Victor P. Lopez was elected as mayor of the city for the full term of 4 years. C, Gilbert Garcia was elected as a member of the City Council for the full term of 4 years. D, Minerva Pineda was elected as a member of the City Council for the full term 4 years. Section 10, the city clerk shall enter the records of the City Council of the city a copy of this resolution in attachment A, showing the whole number of votes cast in the city, two, the names of the persons voted for, three, for what office each person was voted for, four, the number of votes given at each precinct to each person, and for and against each measure. And five, the total number of votes given to each person in accordance with the provision of the Election Code 10264. Section 11, the city clerk shall immediately make and deliver to each of the persons so elected a certificate of election signed by the city clerk and shall cause to be administered to each person elected the oath of office prescribed in the Constitution of the State of California and shall have them subscribe to it and filed in the office of the city clerk. Each of all the persons so elected shall be inducted to the respective office to which he or she has been elected. At this time, Council, if you could please approve resolution number 2014-49, reciting the fact of the general municipal election, including the Orange Coat Police and Fire Special Tax and other matters as required by law.
Council, any comments, questions, concerns?
No, I'd like to make a motion. Go ahead and approve resolution number 2014-49, reciting the fact of the general municipal election, including the Orange Coat Police and Fire Special Tax and other matters as required by law.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded, but before I allow that, anybody in the public have any comments, questions, concerns? Okay, be none. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item A, recommendation. Okay, we already did that. Now moving on to item B, presentation by Mayor Pro Tem Ricky Lopez, recognizing Gabriel Jimenez, President of the Bosque, and Ralph Park.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, and ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to present to the Honorable Mayor Gabriel Jimenez a plaque on behalf of the citizens of the community of Orange Coast for his outstanding service to the citizens of Orange Coast. And I want to present this plaque to the Honorable Mayor Gabriel Jimenez for his years of service to the community of Orange Coast. God bless you. Años de servir a la comunidad de parte de todos nosotros los ciudadanos de la ciudad por un trabajo bien hecho aquí en la comunidad y por todo el corazón quiero darle todo el gracias al alcalde y a la Virgen Jiménez por sus años de servicio y que Dios nos lo bendiga y muchas gracias a todos por participar al aplauso.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Community of Orange Cove, for allowing me to be your mayor for at least one term. It's been quite an experience. And it's good times and it's bad times, it's hard times and it's easy times. But it's been a real pleasure serving the community. And I'd like to thank the City Hall staff for all their support. We have a great City Hall staff and thank you and God bless our new council and God bless our community. Let's work together, not against each other. Let's all work together.
To the Honorable Councilwoman Berta del Bosque, for her years of service to the citizens of Orange Cove and the service to us as a city council and working with her. And I want to congratulate her for the job that she did as a council person in the city of Orange Cove. And it was an honor to serve with her. And I want to congratulate her for all the years of service to all of us in this community. Bertha, congratulations and God bless you. De servicio a la comunidad y muchas gracias por todos los años de servicio a la comunidad, a nosotros y a toda la gente y que Dios la bendiga. Gracias.
I'd like to say, I'd like to thank my community. It has been an honor to be here as a councilwoman, as a volunteer of this community. And I'd like to challenge this new council to do the same. It takes a village to raise this community. It takes everybody's help and volunteerism because this is not an easy job. It takes a lot of criticism, a lot of work, and a lot of efforts. And I challenge the new council to continue the work that we've done in volunteerism. And we will continue. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue to work for the children and for the animals of this community. And I thank everybody for the great efforts that they made to teach me what I am, you know, because I didn't get here in an easy way. And I never had any political ideas behind me, but I became a real political activist, and my voice did get heard. When I needed to speak, I did speak. I wasn't always favorable, but you know what? You got to speak up. And if you don't fight for what's right, if you don't fight for this community, then you don't belong in this community. And I want to thank the staff. The staff is what makes us go. And if we don't move this city, we will not be able to make it what it's worth. This is a gold mine. And as long as we can market ourselves and get ourselves going, we will conquer it. Thank you very much.
Now I would like to present this plaque to the Honorable Councilman Rafael Pardo. Ralph, congratulations for the years of service to the citizens of Orange Cove and the Orange Cove City Council. Thank you for everything. God bless you. And I hope that you enjoy your stay here with us at the City Council. Un aplauso, señor Pardo.
Primero y principal, me gustaría dar las gracias a toda la comunidad por la oportunidad de haber servido como miembro del Consejo Municipal. Un agradecimiento especial a aquellos que me convencieron para el cargo. Fue una experiencia muy gratificante. Animo a todos que lo intentarán, aunque solo sea por unos años. Más gente necesita saber cómo nuestras ciudades funcionan con el fin de ser más capaz de seleccionar nuestros líderes. Los próximos años deben demostrarse un tiempo difícil para todos nosotros, con este tiempo sin agua. Los gastos de la ciudad son altos, mientras que los ingresos de nuestra ciudad se mantienen bajos. Llevaría la cooperación de toda la comunidad para pasar estos tiempos. Quería agradecer a las personas de nuestra ciudad y personas de apoyo, incluyendo la policía y bomberos. Creo que hemos tenido una suerte de servir con algunas de las personas más competentes y profesionales que existen. Por último, quería agradecer a quienes tomaron la responsabilidad y decidieron correr para el gobierno de la ciudad. Con eso me despido. Ha sido un placer servirles. Gracias. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I would like to thank the entire local community for the opportunity that has served as a member of the City Council. A special thanks to those who convinced me to run for office. It was a very rewarding experience. I encourage everyone to try it, if only for a few years. More people need to know how our cities are ran, so as to better be capable of selecting our leaders. The next few years should prove to be challenging for all of us. With this looming drought, our financial reserves are dwindling. City expenses are high, while our city revenues remain remain low. Property taxes and utility fees are on the rise, while income levels remain stagnant and unemployment remains high. It will take the cooperation of the entire community to get through these times. I'd like to thank our city staff and staff support, including the police and fire departments. I believe we have the good fortune to serve, of serving with some of the most professional and competent people there are. Lastly, I'd like to thank those who took up the responsibility and chose to run for city government. With that, I say farewell. It's been a pleasure serving you. Thank you.
My name is Renee Plana, from State Representative Henry T. Perea. The assembly member unfortunately could not be here today, but he wanted me to definitely express his belief in the city and belief in its leaders and the good work that Mayor Jimenez has done, Councilmember DeBosque, and Councilmember Prado has done as well, and wanted to do a recognition for their hard work with the council and with the city. On behalf of the 31st Assembly District, I would like to extend my gratitude and recognize your trustworthiness and willingness to help others that will long remember by your fellow elected officials, as well as the recipients of your hard work, mainly the people. Thank you for your service to the City of Orange Cove and your commitment to make this an even better place to live. Thank you so much, and on behalf of the Assembly member, thank you.
Item C, City Clerk to give oath of office and present certificate of election to Victor P. Lopez, Minerva Pineda, and Gilbert Garcia. If you three can please come up to the front.
Decir su alcalde de nuevo, es honor recibir a la comunidad con todo el puesto. Galitos, and all my relatives. You know, they're all very special to me. And of course, the community. And I want to thank God Almighty for letting me serve the community of Orange County. Thank you. God bless all of you. The Reverend Taylor. Gracias. Muchas gracias a todos.
Next item, discussion and determination on whether to fill the council vacancy by appointment or special election. 2, direction to staff regarding special election. Or 3, proceed to fill the vacancy by appointment and give the oath of office to appointee. Mayor and Council, background. State Law Government Code 36512 provides that if a vacancy occurs in an elected office such as a council member, the council shall, within 60 days from the commitments of the vacancy, either fill the vacancy by appointment or call special election to fill the vacancy. The council may make a determination on how to fill the vacancy after consideration of public input and deliberation. If council decides to fill the vacancy by election, it may direct the city clerk and city attorney to return to the council with appropriate resolution. If council decides to fill the vacancy by appointment, it may direct a specific process or proceed to make the appointment. Recommendation number 1, determine whether the council wishes to fill the vacancy by election or by appointment. Number 2, if the council decides to proceed by election, direct city clerk and city attorney return with a required ballot resolution. Number 3, if council decides to proceed with an appointment, council may direct an appointment process to be followed or proceed to make the appointment.
Okay, members of the city council, as the mayor of the city of Orange Grove, I would like to recommend to the city council that we fill this vacancy by appointment and appointing Josie Cervantes as the next councilwoman of the city of Orange Grove. That is a motion. Que sea la concejal de la ciudad, aquí apuntada por el alcalde Víctor López y el concilio de la ciudad. Josie, por favor, venga para adelante. Un gran aplauso a Josie Cervantes.
No hay alguien que quiera hacer un comentario, ¿ok?
Good evening, Irene O'Brien of Orange Cove. Members of the public have expressed concern as to what the criteria that is being used to make an appointment. Also, we believe that there wasn't any public input prior to the 60-day time frame. And if this was in fact, sent to the county clerk, informing the county clerk that there would be an open vacancy for a 2-year term. So as a member of the public, we would just like clarification on that. Thank you.
Anybody else?
As City Clerk noted in her introduction of this item, but under the elections code, this council is authorized to fill the vacancy by election or by appointment. Respect to the motion on the floor, it is to fill it by appointment. And concerning the questions requested or made by the member of the committee, Ms. Alvarado, there is no specific criteria in the elections code. Obviously, the person has to be a resident of the city of Orange Cove and over the age of 18 years. With respect to submitting anything to the elections office, there is no requirement. There are many cities that do have a specific procedure for appointment where it is an open process with criteria and an application process, and then the intermediate members that want to be appointed make a presentation to the council in open session and then there's a vote. That is a very good practice, but it is not the only requirement.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any other questions? Porque la abogada de la ciudad ha indicado que el proceso está legal, lo que hicimos esta noche. The attorney has stated this is a legal process to make the appointment. Do you want to make a roll call vote on that, or a voice vote?
Roll call vote, and I don't know if members of the council wish to comment also.
Well, I agree with Ms. Alvarado. I mean, I believe that not enough time was given as far as, you know, giving that to the public as far as, you know, them making a decision as far as, because, I mean, yeah, we all can vote for somebody tonight, which is fine, but I believe the public should be given an opportunity too. Maybe, it, you know, submit an application to the city, you know, that way. And we can see, you know, who submits an application for that position. That's my opinion. So I feel.
Okay, so, yes.
I stand with my motion in appointing, making, seconding the motion of the mayor to appoint Josie Cervantes because I know she is a capable person, qualified person. Without no reservations, I don't have anything negative to say. But I do say that the public needs to know que el público necesita saber que queremos apuntar a Josie Cervantes porque eres una persona calificada que pienso que yo sé que va a hacer buen trabajo, que tiene el latido del pueblo, that has the heart for the city of Orange Cove. And also I'd like to make it very well known, quiero que se sepa muy bien que una elección costaría, yo no quiero que traerle más costo a la ciudad. I do not want to bring an additional cost to the city of Orange Cove, which would be like $25,000 or $40,000? About $25,000, $25,000 por hacer una elección. Yo no creo que esta ciudad puede sobrellevar ese costo porque tenemos muchos gastos. Como saben, ¿verdad? Que tuvimos que pasar, ¿verdad?, la medida para la policía y también para el fuego, los bomberos. So I think it's appropriate at this time to appoint somebody because of the cost associated with this.
Okay, and I think also too. I also feel very honored to appoint Josie Cervantes to the position of City Councilwoman to the City of Orange Cove because of her dedication to the City of Orange Cove. Her familia has always lived here. Her mother and father worked very hard to bring services to this community that nobody knows. I know, Victor Lopez knows, that her mother and father worked hours and hours and millions of hours to help the children of this community, to build the Orange Cove Daycare Center, to build this community center, and to build Orange Cove. So with that in mind, I appoint Joseph Cervantes.
I
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Mayor and Council, the next item is Council to consider selection of the Mayor Pro Tem.
Now, the selection of the Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Orange Cove. At this time, I would like to make a motion that we appoint Diana Guerra as the Vice Mayor of the City of Orange Cove. Mayor Pro Tem, Diana Guerra. Second motion. All in favor, signify by aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Diana Guerra.
Just for clarification, I abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I can't vote for myself.
Can open up to the public. Just for the record.
Okay. Ayala quisiera comentar otra parte en lo que acabo de decir ahorita. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to make a comment about the appointment of the Mayor, Vice Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Orange Cove?
Mayor, City Council, congratulations. Juan Villarreal, City of Orange Cove. I'd like to congratulate you guys and thank Mr. Mayor Rick Lopez and congratulate him on the appointment. Diane Guerra is a very good choice. I've worked with her in other committees. She's very dedicated to the City of Orange Cove, so it's a very good choice. So if our mayor is sick or can't make it, I know Diane will grab the reins and be able to go in the right direction. So congratulations and congratulations to all the council members.
Thank you.
I know that it was a good choice for Diana Guerra to be
If Victor ever, something happens to him, she'll be able to hold up the city. And God bless all of you. And I pray a lot for all of you to be safe and to do your job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's our responsibility to take care of all these folks you see behind you. And without your support, fire department, police department, we can't not survive, we can't not commit. So congratulations, welcome, look forward to working.
Thank you, Chief.
Good evening, Council. My name is David Lopez, City of Orange Grove. I just want to congratulate all of you here today, especially the father who worked with me on the selection that really meant a lot to me.
Thank you.
Just want everyone to know that my father was the world, nothing more above my life. And it meant everything for me to work with him and his team, sister, all of us working together, as far as we said working together, nothing's impossible. And I think that statement is true. So I just came up to you and say thank you. Congratulate each
and every one of you. God bless.
Thank you.
I just want to congratulate each and every one of you. I want to thank God for all of you. I've been praying for this.
Thank you.
And I really believe this is happening. And I just want to say, amongst God's front, everything is possible for this city.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless you. Good evening. My name is Tina Rowe, and I just like to say, there's not even any words to explain just the role model that my uncle is. As I was a little girl growing up, his passion was this city. No matter if it's bad times or good times, he was always pushing forward, and not for his family, but for every one of your families. His passion is right here, and I'm proud of you, and I'm glad to be a part of this night. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Irene O'Connor from Orange Grove. As a new council, you have the responsibility of fairly representing every citizen of the City of Orange Grove, regardless of any politics. One of the main issues I have with the current direction that the city goes in is just the lack of transparency. For example, we're paying a top dollar for the city website, but yet that has been dysfunctional since last year. If we're paying for the city website, please update it, make it clear to everyone that what we need or want should be on their public records, should not be delayed. You as a council are in charge of that, okay? If we have to organize as citizens and make the complaints necessary, then we will do that. But I'm coming to you first, and please take care of it. Thank you.
exceptions and conditions.
Thank you,
I also want to give thanks to the outgoing councilors as well. They've been very supportive. I also have the same support from the incoming council that had since last month. And I hope that everything goes well. I'm wishing this, we can all start to get along better. And hopefully the city will keep prospering the way it is.
Thank you, Chief.
Sometimes get along, we don't think on the same page, no estamos en la misma página, pero saben que yo creo que hay un propósito más grande en cada uno de nosotros. I believe there's a greater purpose in every one of us. Que nosotros queremos la mejoría de esta comunidad. That we want the benefit for this community that it prospers. Que prospera. Eso es lo que yo deseo. Yo deseo algo muy bueno para esta comunidad. Y primeramente Dios, yo sé que Dios nos va a dar esa bendición. And with God, I know that He is going to give us and bless us. And He's going to bless this council. Va a bendecir a este concilio. Y yo le, and I tell my brothers and sisters up here, mis hermanitos que están aquí conmigo, que gracias, verdad, por tomar esta oportunidad de servirles a ustedes. I'd like to say thank you for, you know, your heart and your opportunity that you want to serve your community. Y que Dios me los bendiga. May God bless all of you.
I would also like to say to the Chief Martin and Chief Greenwood that I want to work with you, I will support you, we got to strengthen, we got to protect and serve the community of Orange Grove. You're going to have my support 110%. Take care of my people and the community of Orange Grove, and you have a friend. I love you.
Authorizing the banks to honor checks and warrants by bearing certain signatures of city officials to execute checks and warrants on bank accounts and transfer funds. So what I'm asking is for the council to select the two people. Historically, it's always been the mayor in addition to another council member. As staff, it's my city manager and also our finance director to sign checks. So we'd like to have the council approve both the signatures. So again, historically, it's been the mayor and then an additional council member.
Well, I think Josie was willing to be a signature since she's locally here in Scope. So me and Josie will sign warrants. If we're not available, then the vice mayor or whoever you're supposed to be, Sam, or the manager. Okay? Is that all right?
Yeah, so if we can get a motion and then...
Okay. We need a motion or a consensus?
The consensus.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the mayor. I think Josie would do a... We need a motion?
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Okay, just to be on the safe side, we're going to motion that the mayor and Josie sign checks, and when Sam can't, or, you know, it's not possible.
What we're trying to do is have one council member, one staff member,
yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll make the motion.
All in favor, signify by aye. Aye.
Yeah, we can make
so,
it up to the public.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, open to the public. I'm sorry. Is there anybody in the public wishing to address this issue? Okay, we'll close it. Yeah, we have a motion to second. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote. Motion carries.
Item number three, Mayor and Council, is a council meeting for Christmas. We want to cancel that. We're asking council to consider canceling that. But I still need to have a meeting next week sometime, a special meeting, because we do have some items that are some business that we have to take care of before the end of the year. For a city engineer, we have a couple of items that have to go to the council. So I'm not sure if Monday works for the council next week or Tuesday.
You know what? Monday works for me, but what time?
Actually, you know what? Monday, that's what our parade like, would be if it gets canceled. So I think that's something that we can...
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
I don't know about my fellow council members.
It's okay.
Okay.
Six.
So that's
what
we're
going to
do Tuesday.
6:30?
Okay, next Tuesday
we'll
have
me. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, so if the council's okay, we can have it at 5 or 4 or 4:30.
All right.
Okay.
5:30? Okay, 5:30.
5:30. All right.
Do we need a motion on number three?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and make the motion to reschedule the city council meeting scheduled on December 24, 2014. That's Christmas Eve. And I think we're all having a tamale feast, right? In our rooms. ¿Verdad? El 24? Ya no queremos tener mini, queremos juntarnos con la familia.
Qué bueno. Okay, there a motion?
Yes.
Second. We have a motion, second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Is that it? Thank you very much. OG?
I have one quick thing under my city manager report, letter G. Just want to, since we have a lot of members of the public here, we'd like to have the chief introduce the Explorer program to the court and council and also to the community.
Okay, great. El jefe de policía va a hacer una presentación de los jóvenes de la comunidad que van a trabajar con él. El patrón de policía son jóvenes de la comunidad. The youth of the community chief, can you explain to them?
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, council, citizens, morning, folks. What we did about 7 or 8 months ago, we started talking about starting an Explorer program here in the city. We wanted to get the youth of the city involved. It's very hard to become a police officer. To select officers, we usually have to go through about 75 games to get a really good one. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to start getting the younger people in the community involved in law enforcement and start giving them a little bit of training, what we do and how we do it. So what I did is I got Corporal De Leon to start putting together programs and Explorer Scouts. I did none of the work, Corporal De Leon did all the work. We have for you tonight, brought for the people that are going to represent the city, the department, and the Explorer Scouts, and Corporal De Leon will bring them forward and they'll be. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Buenas noches. Bienvenidos. Muchas gracias por venir a soportar sus hijos. Si tienen hijos aquí arriba, tu hija. Este es un programa que les va a ayudar a los estudiantes. No nomás estudiantes, pero ya son parte de un programa donde les va a ayudar a su futuro en la carrera de ser oficial. No más. También este programa es para no solamente policías, pero en muchos departamentos de la carrera que ellos van a escoger, puede ser Border Patrol, el FBI, el DEA. Muchos de los estudiantes que miran aquí ya han practicado lo que ellos quieren hacer en su vida. Y el programa va a ser para ayudarles a llegar a sus carreras, de educarlos, de educarlos, no más, de estudiarlos, de sus estudios, en su casa, sus vidas van a cambiar. Ya les explicamos que va a haber unos estudiantes acá arriba que no van a poder atender a los amigos o amigas que han tenido. Y creo que nosotros vamos a ayudarles para que algún día puedan estar trabajando en la comunidad de México, con los clientes de Fresno, sea. Okay. So, recuerden estas caras porque a lo mejor los van a mirar un día y patrullando las calles de México. Okay. Y les quiero pedir muchas a los padres y madres que ponen el esfuerzo para ayudar a estos
Hello, my name is Ricardo Villarreal. I'm a freshman at the Orange Grove High School. I'm proud to be in the Orange Grove Explore program, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to get it.
We're going to serve you. You'll be proud of us. Thank you. God bless you. Muchas gracias a todos.